he's heading to the airport, ready to go to Melbourne for the Australian Open this week for the Sydney Morning Herald. Adam Pengilly, good morning.
Morning, Jared. Morning, boys. Yeah, got my travel sorted. What about Clarkie's travel schedule, Jared? You're driving to Mungie. I know you don't sleep, Clarkie, but seriously, getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning and driving to Mungie?
Too much, you reckon?
Yeah, I think it's a bit too much, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I've just talked him out of it. Well, he's talked himself out of it.
I'm a morning person, though, Adam. I'm safer driving. If I can go afternoon Thursday, I think that's best for everyone.
I agree.
Yes.
I'll be worried about you.
I should not be driving a car after 8 p.m.
Mate, the wombats, the ruse.
Yeah, okay. Listen, I'm all ears. I'm all ears. Mm.
That was my issue, Jared, that you got to worry about the ruse and everything on the road at that time of night. So Thursday afternoon, Clark, you have a quiet night up there on Friday night, and you'll be sweet. Or Thursday night, you'll be ready to go Friday morning. Mm.
So while we're talking your golf travels, back page of the Herald today, Green calls for mixed events at Olympics. Hannah Green saying, let's do a combined men's and women's event at the Games going forward. And, of course, we're going to have the Australian Men's and Women's Open played at the same time this weekend as well.
Yeah, I had a bit of a chat to Hannah Green, Jared, over the course of the weekend, and just was talking about the idea of having both the men's and women's national opens being played adjacent to each other this week in Melbourne. And she was of the belief we could maybe even go a step further and have men and women playing in the same teams together in mixed gender events. So whether that happens or not, I don't know, but the Olympics to me seems like the perfect vehicle for it. Because I don't know if you guys have followed golf at the Olympics the last couple of years. It's been back for only the last two Olympics at Rio and then Tokyo, obviously, last year. Jeez, it was boring. I hate to say it. when you play just another individual stroke play event over 72 holes, I think these guys and girls are looking for something a little bit different at the Olympics and try and get that team camaraderie and spirit, and they just play the same old tired format in the Olympics. And they're still good events, but I reckon it's a potential to do so much more with that Olympics. So we'll wait and see what happens. I don't think anything will change for Paris, but Hannah's definitely a proponent of having, I suppose, a men's and women's combining in a teams event. And I think she said that Cam Smith and Mark Leishman, who represent Australia in the men's format in Tokyo, are both big advocates of the idea as well. So, yep, it'll be fascinating to see how it works this week and see if the golf officials want to make any moves on that front in the next few years.
I didn't see much sport over the weekend, but I read a few of the headlines, Adam, and I saw Cam Smith won that golf tournament. And he must have played well because you were thinking that he was going to be pretty tired from all the work that he did in the lead-up to that event.
Yeah, he was tired, Loz. He had so much stuff on all week from being presented the keys to the city. He had big coaching clinics. He had the big Greg Norman medal on Tuesday night. He was flat out all week. He actually played with Cameron Smith, the rugby league player, Loz. I don't know if you saw it in the Pro-Am last week, and gave him a few tips as well. And everyone was just following around everywhere. So it was a huge week for him. He found his game on the weekend and just grounded out on Sunday afternoon when he was threatened. So he was great. I'd imagine he's going to be extremely hard to beat again this week, provided he travels down to Melbourne okay and has sort of recovered from, I imagine there's a pretty big party on Sunday night, I reckon, with all his friends and family around up there in Brisbane. But the Australian Open, the tournament he wants to win, that's the one out of the two he came back for that he was most prioritising, given he'd won the Australian PGA a couple of times previously. I reckon the gallery is going to be huge again this week, boys, in Melbourne.
Racing news, and looks like we're going to see this very impressive Australian Bloodstock winner from, Kembla last start, running around at Rose Hill Nugget this weekend.
Yeah, we're back to benchmark racing this week, Jared, but he will be the headline horse if he does accept later in the week for Kieran Maher and David Eustace. Very keen to see what he does. He's obviously good in Melbourne first up from Europe, and then he was great winning at Kembla Grange. They've got the Ingham next week, or the old Villiers race coming up, so I'm not quite sure whether the stable and the Australian Bloodstock boys will try and hold him back for that race. I might try and back him up into the Ingham, but it looks a really nice race for him this week, getting back to benchmark class again. So I reckon he could be one of the finds of the summer. If he continues his form through the next few weeks, it could be a serious horse. Everything that suggests he's running good times at the moment, so he's going to be a genuine group winner in the making. Whether it's in the next few weeks or not, I'm not too sure. But, horse that probably will headline the card at Rose Hill this week if he is among the final acceptances on Wednesday.
What about Rothfire, buddy? What's the latest with it?
Yeah, Clarkie's coming home. Robert Heathcote said that he's going to abandon that Perth campaign over there. He raced on speed in that Winterbottom Stakes on the weekend at Ascot. It was a race that was set up for the Swoopers. He said, no, I'm not going to go to the Gold Rush race, which is worth $1.5 million. A serious race over there in Perth, a good coin at the moment. But he's going to bring him home. So he won't contest the rest of the Perth Carnival and probably miss the Magic Millions Carnival, obviously, as well up there in Queensland. So I'd imagine Robert would take stock, try and find some targets in the autumn, but we won't be seeing Ross Fire the next few weeks back at the racetrack.
The Magic Man. It's all over.
It is, Jared. It is. We haven't given this too much airtime, have we, the last couple of days? But he's been battling quite a serious hip injury for a while now, and he just can't get on top of it, Joe Moreira. And his doctors have advised him to retire and virtually hang up the saddle, which is quite a shame. He's been struggling with it for a while now. I don't think the Hong Kong environment as well suit him that great either. They've had some really harsh COVID lockdowns and restrictions over there in Hong Kong, so he spent a lot of time back in Brazil. Last week, he put his notice into the Hong Kong Jockey Club that he's going to withdraw his licence. So that's happened. He's going to hopefully ride at the international meeting in a week and a half time, and then have a bit of a farewell tour, if I'm putting those terms, for 3 or 6 months. I'd love to see him come down to Australia for a couple of meetings on that farewell tour. I don't know when it would suit, maybe Magic Millions or maybe the first part of the Sydney Autumn Carnival. I'm not sure. But yet, one of the best jockeys we've seen in the world, if I'm putting those terms, for the last decade, is getting very close to retirement.
Thank you, Adam. Have a safe trip to Melbourne.
See you, boys. I'll chat to you tomorrow.